got two more questions that
sure.
I just want to answer briefly. First is there's basically two types of listeners that will be hearing what we're talking about right now.
Right.
One will be university students, and another, one group we're going to be students, both university and seminary students. Some are already engaged in what we're doing. Some are like, you know, I don't know, thinking about maybe trying this out. What would you like to say to these university and seminary students? Is there anything you'd like to say to them?
Yeah, die. Because you can't do it. You can only do it if you get out of the way and you let Christ be Christ. He's all in all. And, you know, it's like Paul in Colossians. You know, he's talking about that mystery that Christ is in us. And it's not about you. And if you're listening to this, God's already sitting there knocking on you saying, hey, listen, this is something. This is something. I'm calling you to be a fruitful branch. I'm calling you to be a branch on this vine, and I want you to bear fruit for the vine. And we do it not because it's something that's within ourselves. It's not our own strength, but we do it because it's the vine strengthening us. It's Christ in us. So if it's a fear, let Christ take that fear and just do it and watch how Christ bears fruit through you, and you'll be amazed. You'll see something that it's going to drop your jaw, and you're going to say, whoa, God just used me and it was amazing. And you know what? Be open to seeing something scary. Be open to seeing somebody that's in bondage freak out. Be open to seeing somebody point a finger at you and be angry at you because they're angry at God. But remember, God called you to love them. And that for us to be able to love, we have to get out of the way. We have to get out of the way. You know, it's amazing. All those commandments that Brad uses, it's all about getting God in the right position and keeping others in the right position. And it's because God has enabled us to love. That's the basis of what we do. That's the basis of why you would even think about doing this, is because you love them. And you love them because God loves them. And you're empowered by the Holy Spirit to do what you do. So I say, hey, try it. What's going to happen? You're going to fail. You know, hey, you fail. If you knew how many times I failed, man, I've picked myself up off the ground with wounded knees and I'm covered with scars. But you know what? I know that in eternity, there's only one person with scars, and that's Jesus Christ. And so I'm willing to take that chance.
And then